Yemeni forces have launched fresh retaliatory attacks against Saudi Arabia in response to the kingdom's war on their country. Yemeni army and its allied Ansarullah forces bombed Jizan Airport and its adjacent parking area for fighter jets with drones. Spokesman for the army said that Yemen will carry on its attacks against Saudi military positions and airports that have military installations. Saudi media later confirmed the attack, but claimed the kingdom could intercept a strike. Yemeni fighters have intensified the retaliatory attacks to compel Riyadh to stopping its onslaught against their country. Saudi-led war, which began back in March 2015, has so far claimed over 15,500 Yemeni lives, most of them civilians. And now joining us out of Sana'a for more on the story is Hussein al-Bukhaiti, Yemeni activist and political commentator. Hello, Hussein. What do we know about this drone attack on an airport where the Saudis keep a lot of their jets?
I believe if those type of attacks continue, this will lead to the closure of this airport near Yemeni border. Let me just remind you that Najran Airport, Jizan, and as well Abha are in areas close to Yemeni border, and Saudi keep continue using those airport to launch either drone attack or fighter jet attack on many areas in Yemen. So to continue targeting those, I believe it could reduce the amount of Saudi fighter jet reaching Yemen, and we have actually felt it in the last few months that less Saudi attacks are target strikes on Yemen, less civilians. Of course, there are still some attacks reaching some areas in Yemen. Just 2 days ago, they have targeted a house in Taiz, killing a family of eight, including women and children. And that's why those attacks are the only response from Yemeni that could stop this. And in the last year, especially in the last few 2 months, Yemeni forces in Sana'a have proven two important things. One is that they can reach any area in Saudi Arabia and as well in the United Arab Emirates. We have seen that video of the Abu Dhabi airport came under attack for, by one drone sent from Yemen. And the second thing that Yemeni forces here in Sana'a have now 100, if not thousands, of these drones. Just imagine in every attack they use 7 or 10 or even dozens of these drones to target Abha Airport, Najran, and Jizan like today. This means they got plenty. They have as well many still left so they can in the future target bigger airport in Saudi Arabia like Riyadh or Jeddah or Yanbu' and targeting as well main Saudi infrastructure like the oil field in the in Saudi Arabia and as well target airport in United Arab Emirates. So I think now the upper hand is for the Yemeni army, and they will always, as they always say, they will stop those attacks if Saudi will stop its blockade against Yemen, if they stop their war against Yemen. All this attack is just to protect Yemeni civilians. It's not Yemen who started the war. The war was launched on the 26th of March 2015, and it was declared by Saudi ambassador in Washington. And I think this was the first war to be declared against one country from a third country. And they show you as well the direct involvement of the United States and as well the UK sales of weapons to United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia.
Thank you for joining us. Hussein al-Bukhaiti, Yemeni activist and political commentator there, joining us out of Sana'a.